there's many facets to the job, but my main motivation was to help build bridges to the community. I mean, one key component of what I do is community relations, and I see there's real opportunity there. I think there are a lot of people who see the university, see it as a beautiful place, and they sometimes come to for a concert, the Green Music Center, or maybe a conference, but they don't really understand the university very well. It's kind of an enigma, and I understand that. I felt the same way, but it's been very interesting to there's so many professors over there, so many incredible programs over there that I feel like it would be helpful for people to realize what an opportunity that exists over there for people to be involved, either in classes, lifelong learning classes, but I and also for the brain trust that exists over at Sonoma State to be more of a role in the community, and particularly related to the fire recovery. There's a number of people over, obviously, at the campus that lost their homes. The president herself and her husband, they lost their home in dramatic fashion, unfortunately. But there are a number of people who are living and working on this. The business department, the Wine Business Institute, is very involved in a study as to the impacts of the fire, which I think will be very interesting as those results come out. Yesterday, one of our geology planning environmental studies professors, Laura Watt, was just testifying at the House Resources Committee in back in Congress. Really interesting people doing interesting things. I'm not always sure those stories are being told. So I see that as my key job, is to help the university tell its story.